This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set? We're talking about the most deadly shooting in United States history last night in Las Vegas. And the news is reporting that Islamist State terrorist group are claiming responsibility for this act of mass murder. Think about that. They're claiming responsibility for this act of mass murder. Mike in Maryland is with us. He's calling in.
Yep.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's live in Australia. And I'd like to read this before we talk about wind-up toys and before we talk about what a cop told me. And this is from a website called thefiringline.com, and it's a forum. And someone posted a question, and it's called "Some Legal Questions About My AK-47." That would be his AK-47. Goes on to say, I'm not too familiar with all the NFA stuff. I do know a little bit, but not enough to answer these questions myself. I know that it's legal to own a fully automatic weapon. I know there's a good deal of paperwork to fill out. I know that you have to pay a $200 tax, and I know that they are very expensive. That's about the extent of what I know. Keep in mind when I'm telling you why, keep that in mind when I tell you why I can or cannot do this. I was looking at the trigger group in my AK-47 the other day and pretty much figured out how to make it fully auto, meaning fully automatic, making it a machine gun. Not going into detail because I don't want to give anyone ideas of doing something they shouldn't, but basically, there would be no select fire, only safe and full auto. So I pondered to myself, why can't I own a modified trigger? Can I legally modify it myself? Can I legally purchase a modified trigger? If there's no special license or certificate I need to purchase or own an NFA weapon, why can't I just have one that didn't come from a Class 3 dealer? And if this is legal, who would I need to contact? Anyway, those are just a few of the questions stewing in my brain at the moment. And I know that can't be all there is between my semi-auto and your fully auto because I can't select a single fire operation. But hey, if I can legally get around spending $14,000 for an awesome toy, I'm all about it. Also, I know that most of you are probably not lawyers, but I figured your input would give me a good starting point. Thanks. And then the guy's name. And there's a response. It says, domestic manufacture of full auto weapons are banned in 1986. You can only get what existed before 1986. The next response says, converting an AK-47 requires machining the receiver. Just machining the receiver will get you 10 years in federal prison, even if you don't install the auto sear. That's spelled AUTOSEAR. There were less than 100 bring-back AK-47s registered before the 1986 ban on imported machine guns. They started around $25,000. There were 1,000 Egyptian and Chinese semi-autos converted before the registry was closed in 1986. One of those will run you about $13,500. Next post. Illegal. Only Class II manufacturer can make a post-1986 full auto. Now, these are just some of the, these are not my words. The words that I read are not my words. They are words from a post or posts from the firing line. It's a forum about guns. Now, I just wanted to say those things because, Mike in Maryland, you said, in regarding the numbers of what these things cost, you're absolutely right. And this post, or these posts, put exclamation points on your words. So my words are, here are people wondering, they think they can do it themselves, and they probably can. So I'm saying that not everybody is going to own a legal, according to the federal government or the state government's firearm. There are people
if you illegally convert any kind of weapon to full auto, and if your girlfriend or wife knows about it, and if they're pissed off at you, she could narc on you and get you in big trouble. But listen, I want to talk about the Daily Mail article. I'm looking at this one woman who's laying on her left side that supposedly was shot. There's blood dripping down the back of her legs. She's wearing gray shorts. And now, it's running across her legs, not down her legs. Now, let's assume she was standing up and she was shot in the leg. Okay, if she was shot in the leg in the front, obviously, and then she falls down, the blood would go down the front of her leg and not the back. It looks like either her or somebody else just dripped streaks of blood across the back of her legs. That picture makes no sense whatsoever. It doesn't make any sense.
I'm looking at exactly that same picture. Class, we're talking about the dailymail.co.uk. And the caption under that picture, there's a woman or a girl with gray shorts on. And looks like she has sneakers on. Or I believe they're sneakers. I can't really tell. From her upper thigh, there is blood between her legs. Her legs are in parallel. She is positioned parallel to two other people, and they're all lying down. You can't see any of their faces, and you're absolutely right. Blood is running between her legs. Now, the question is, was she shot, let's say, in the chest, and blood ran down, and then she either collapsed or was ducking or trying to huddle to make a smaller exposure so that maybe she'd have a smaller potential for being shot again if she was shot. I don't know. You're absolutely right. The blood is running vertically down. Or I'm sorry. It's running from above straight down. You're absolutely right. There's no question about it.
And you would think with 50 dead and 400 injured, that's the only picture they could come up with. Do you imagine what it would take to get 400 ambulances to an area like that? The place would be littered with people. They'd be all over the place. But they only have this one. To me, that looks like an obviously staged fake photo. Come on, give me a break. I wasn't born last week.
So, Mike, as far as I can tell, you're saying at the absolute minimum, and correct me if I'm wrong, at the absolute minimum, this is embellished, right?
It looks staged to me.
Yeah, and the whole thing?
Apparently, a Crowns for Hire was looking for people for Vegas on Craigslist, too.
Are you saying you saw advertisements on Craigslist, Crowns for Hire?
Well, there's a... Let me see. There's a YouTube video. This is Las Vegas shooting DHS FEMA drill advertised on Crowns on Demand. And so there's a short 1 minute, 33 second video that purports to show an advertisement for Vegas on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm. You know, it looks, have you seen these images? Where there are bottles, plastic bottles, and trash. I mean, it literally looks like a dumpster was dumped out and scattered in a small area. Are you seeing those pictures as well?
Yeah, I know. I can't understand. You know, I can't imagine why there'd be all that trash. It doesn't make any sense either.
Unless there was a packed crowd standing there, and then they decided, we better get out of here, and they dropped whatever was in their hand. But they had to be wall-to-wall. I mean, very little room between, you know, all these people standing next to each other, really packed in like sardines, and they all dropped. And I see hats. I see mostly clear bottles. Looks like there's some red label bottles that might have been Coke. Mostly water bottles is what I'm seeing, but a lot of them. And there's another image of a woman standing. Let me get back to it. She's standing. Looked like she's being interviewed. Okay, she's being interviewed. And it says, witness Brianna Hendricks, who was in Las Vegas celebrating her 21st birthday, told DailyMail.com that a woman had told the crowd, you're all going to die today, 45 minutes before the shooting. It's not known if the two are connected. But she's standing there. She looks pretty calm. She's being interviewed by someone. We don't know whom. And then to her left is another woman just standing there, looks like a senior citizen, with a bottle of water. And neither one of these two women, and the only people in the shot, there's nobody in the background. It looks like everything is calm. Nothing has happened. That's what that image looks like. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't seen that.
She's wearing a blue shirt, this woman, and she's looking at the person interviewing her. I don't know what to make of it, but Mike, you're bringing up some very, very good points. But I have a feeling that some of this is real, at least. I don't think this is all theater. I really don't. If it is, it was very, very well done. But some of the images are, you know, pretty strange. Like, for example, there's a man and a woman carrying what looks like another man or woman. This one guy has her arms and he's walking backwards with her. A woman has this person's legs walking forward. And if this person were shot, the last way you want to carry this person is in what looks like a sitting position. You know, it looks like that. I don't know if that's real or not. I don't see any blood, but it looks, and it says here, people assisted a wounded woman at Tropicana Hotel, which is located close to where the Route 91 festival was being held. Looks like they're in the basement of this hotel. I don't know. You bring up some very valid points. Mike, anything else you want to say?
No, just thanks for taking my call, and you and your co-host there do a great job. Thank you very much.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much. Gwyneth and I'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our Spine Care Consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, you're at a disadvantage here because you don't have the internet at this time of the night in Australia. I know that because you're living off the grid. But let me just read another headline. This is dailymail.co.uk. Exclusive. He was just a guy. Something happened. He snapped. Las Vegas shooter's brother says family is dumbfounded at the massacre and have no idea of the motive. Stephen Paddock, 64, opened fire at the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas Village early on Monday morning, killing at least 50. His brother Eric tells DailyMail.com that his family have no idea what happened to make him shoot. He was just a guy. Something happened. He snapped or something, he said. Goes on to say the brother of the Las Vegas shooter said that he was a normal guy who must have snapped before carrying out the worst mass shooting in American history. Eric said that there was absolutely no indication that he could do something like this and that Stephen had no political or religious affiliation. He said he was just a guy, something happened, he snapped or something. Speaking from his home in Orlando, Florida, Eric said, "We know absolutely nothing. This is just, we were dumbfounded." That's what it says. Now, snapping, I can understand that. However, this had to be premeditated, because if he had weapons enough to kill 50 and injure 406 or more, he had to have carried them from wherever they were to this hotel room where he allegedly did his shooting from, and then killing himself. Now, here's a comment that I'd like to read. And I think this comment is quite apt. It's a comment to the article that I just read. It says, to all those saying he didn't snap, it was premeditated. This man went through his entire life without hurting anybody before taking it upon himself to murder as many people as possible before killing himself. If you think those are actions of a man thinking rationally, then you have a much stranger idea of sane than his brother has of crazy. A paranoid schizophrenic, which this guy likely suffered from, probably brought on by antidepressants, is perfectly able to plan, even if that plan is not rational, such as murdering people and killing yourself. There is clearly a catalyst for this act. My bet is some form of drugs, but it could be a mix of drugs, and him forming some hateful ideology because of induced schizophrenia. The ideology is probably irrelevant to the act, though. That was a combat from someone who read the same article that I read part of to you on the air. Is this all true? I don't know. Is it embellished? I don't know. These are just some of the thoughts that we have here at USA Prepares based on what we've read. So these are just our opinions, class. And when I talked about weapons that could have been used, I absolutely positively am not advocating hate or violence or murder or mayhem in any way, shape, or form. I am not. I think it's as horrible as can be. George in New Hampshire, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Gwyneth. I just wanted to say that Lee Harvey Oswald, I think there's enough evidence now that shows that at best he didn't act alone. And we got the 1968 Gun Control Act that harkened back to that incident where he supposedly ordered a mail order gun that was military surplus that you could see in any number of the gun periodicals of the time. They used that as an excuse for the 1968 gun registration laws that made it so that every time you go into a gun shop, you have to sign that federal form. And I feel that this is going to enact even stricter and harsher legislation, and the rallying call is going to be get the guns out of the hands of, you know, legitimate owners.
Really good point,
well,
George.
Can you hold that thought? Like that, you're not going to worry about the law.
Hold that thought, George. Can you stay with us?
Sure.
Okay. Yep, George, USA Prepares instructor in New Hampshire, is with us, along with Gwyneth. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Gwyneth and I were going to talk about land and adverse possession in this broadcast, but it doesn't look like we're going to be doing that today. So I expect that we'll be doing that tomorrow. Gwyneth, does that make sense
probably
to you?
Probably tomorrow. Yes,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
On with me.
Okay. All right. George is with us. George, I wanted to tell our broadcast classes, and I want to make sure we have time for this, and you may want to comment on this as well, and Gwyneth as well. A cop told me that when you're involved in an event where there's a shooting, you need to call call 911 and say, And this would be a case like the Colorado Aurora movie theater shooting. And I described that, you know, if Vinny was there, would he have his .45? And if he did, would he take out or try to take out the active shooter who was standing in the doorway just plinking at people and killing them? Or it could be a situation where you're at a an event with a lot of people and someone starts shooting. And if you can prevent the further loss of life, and if you feel your life is threatened, and you're in danger of being killed or severely injured, at least in Missouri, you have the right to defend yourself and shoot. Well, let's say a person, or I for that matter, decided that it was in my best interest and everyone else's to take out the murderer, okay, the guy who would be plinking it at us, you know, in a crowd, for example. Well, this cop told me that you need to call 911 and say something like this. I'm the victim. I am the victim. I am the victim. I'm the one in the red shirt. I'm in the red shirt with dark blue jeans. I'm the victim. When your guys get here, don't shoot me. I'm the victim. I'm the guy that took out the shooter. Don't shoot me. I'm the guy in the red shirt. I'm the victim. Okay? Now, that's what he told me. And it makes a lot of sense because what's going to happen when the cops get there, there are going to be some people saying, him, he's the guy in the red shirt, he's got the gun. Right? Aren't they going to do that?
Yeah, probably.
Because some people, I mean, the generally dumb public would be likely to do that because maybe they don't have all the information about the guy who started shooting first, started killing people, and then the guy with the red shirt stopped it all. But you need to make sure you don't get killed. Gwyneth, your comments?
Yeah, I would say that's also probably a really good idea. And even if you said to them, the emergency dispatcher, I'm the guy in the red shirt, and I'm trying, that there's this guy, he's shooting at me, I am armed, I'm defending myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the police know that there's somebody else in there with a weapon who's mm-hmm. only trying to shoot the guy who's shooting at them. Do you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yes.
And, yeah. And then it's crystal clear, then they've got no excuse. Then
well,
it's nothing else. If you end up on a marble slab and your family gets a hold of the 911 call, then they can sue the hell out of, they can sue the daylights out of whoever it is, you know, who shot
yes.
your beloved one.
Yes. However, here's what the cop told me. He said, absolutely, positively, be prepared for being arrested because you will be arrested. So the guy in the red shirt saves the day, takes out the active shooter.
But he's arrested anyway.
But he's arrested, handcuffed, you know, behind his back with,
right.
I'm sure, with those torture-type handcuffs that cut off your circulation. He's going to be thrown around, slammed on the ground, banged against the roof of the car when he gets in. I mean, the guy's going to be treated roughly for saving the day. Okay? So be prepared for that.
He should be given a medal.
Oh, of course. Of course. But, George, your thoughts?
Well, you know and I know, though, in this warped, twisted time that we live in, a lot of times when the police walk into something, you know, they're not sure who made the phone call, whether or not they got the true story. I agree with you from a technical standpoint. You should at least try to alert them to the fact to identify who's who when they're walking in. But a lot of times, I've seen police officers, and I was in law enforcement for a time, and, I mean, you walk into a situation, and you get people talking to you who can be extremely convincing, as liars often are. And then to the point almost that the honest person, much of the time, you develop like an instinct. You got like a gut reaction where you're a little suspicious that something doesn't quite check out. But in the midst of a shooting, you don't, like, I remember one police officer friend told me, he says, George, I think it was, Attorney General Meese, and I think he was under Reagan, he said, you know, he did say this in fairness. He says, you know, a police officer is supposed to make split-second decisions that we'll have a committee study for 6 months to come up with a conclusion. And I'm saying they're only human, and at the same time, I'm not justifying irresponsible behavior in law enforcement, but by the same token is that you've got a lot of very wickedly psychopathic, sociopathic individuals who will lie through their teeth and manipulate a situation so that they'll look like the victim when in reality it might have been a murder in the reverse, if you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I hear this a lot, that police only have, you know, these split seconds to make a decision. However, they hear over and over and over and over again at these dispatching meetings, okay, guys, you know, we all want you to go home to your families tonight, you know, come home safe, which really means shoot first. You know, if you think there's a dangerous situation and you might not come home to your family, make sure that if anyone's going to die, it's not going to be you. I believe they all hear that over and over and over again, and their training is to have a hair trigger. I believe that is the case. I don't want to be a cop. I really don't. It's a typically it's a dangerous job. However, so is farming. But the difference is farming. I'm dealing with equipment more than I'm dealing with irrational people. And unfortunately, there are plenty of irrational people. I mean, I see irrational people all the time. I get, yeah, just from a almost an innocuous standpoint, I keep saying, does everybody have to cut me off, you know, with their car? Does everybody have to pull out in front of me? They see that they don't have enough time to safely pull out, so they wait a couple more seconds, and then they cut me off. I mean, so people are doing some irrational things with automobiles, are taking their lives and putting their lives in danger. It's ridiculous. It's beyond stupid, but still they're doing it. And so here are the headlines on the Drudge Report. Let me just read a couple of these. Face of evil, gunman named. Next line. He snapped. Next line. ISIS claims soldier. Next line. Flashback. Video threatened Vegas. Shooter kills self before arrest. Arsenal in hotel room. Fires from 32nd floor. Oh, we were told it was the 10th floor. Bullets rain down for 10 minutes. How is that possible? How is it possible in Las Vegas, where there are cameras everywhere, that bullets can rain down for 10 minutes? Next line. There's a video. Shot after shot after shot. Concert goers run for lives. Singer flees stage. Defiant fan gives the finger, whatever that means. Deadliest mass shooting in American history. Warning before attack, you're all going to die. Dems push gun control. George, that's what you were talking about. Casino
well,
stocks fall. KTNV, live. That's live coverage. Then Trump, sadness, shock, and grief. And then the main headline, Mandalay Massacre, 58 dead, 515 injured at Las Vegas concert, machine gun terror over Strip. Those are the headlines on the Drudge Report. Very, very serious.
Well,
we commented on putting yourself in harm's way. I commented that I'm not interested in going to concerts. I'm not interested in going to ball games. George, your thoughts?
Well, I'll just say this, is that I think that I would study it. I'm not saying I'm that expert, but but like yourself, and you know, like Winnet, we're thinking people. In other words, we reason things. We use common sense. I would bet dollars to donuts that 32nd floor hotel room was strategically chosen because of the commanding view that it must have had of the square below. And I would bet money that if you studied it, you'd realize it wasn't a random choice and some thought went into it. And I also think that I'll bet that the individual was under some sort of psychotropic medication. And I'll bet money that it won't come out too strongly, but they say there is medication out there that basically will make somebody who's depressed, say, will make them not only more depressed, but either suicidal and or homicidal.
Okay. I'm in total agreement with you. I know a guy. I knew him pretty well. And he had a government job, and he was prescribed antidepressants. And what did he do? Well, he drove to the top of a very tall bridge. I mean a very tall bridge. Pulled his car over to the side as far to the right as he could. There's two lanes going each direction on this very tall bridge. Pulled his car over to the side, put his emergency flashers on, put his wallet on the dashboard, and jumped. And lived. Okay? So after he got out of the hospital, things seemed to be normal. And he and his wife had breakfast together. They were going to go to work separately. They had separate jobs. He said, I'm going to stay behind just a couple minutes. She thought something was wrong after she left. She turned around, found him hanging, swinging from the rafters in the basement. He hung himself. That worked. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and also on the line, USA Prepares instructor George in New Hampshire is with us. George, I'd like to call you tonight after, well, after the broadcast, and
sure.
If you're available on Friday, if that makes sense for you. Gwyneth, I'd love to hear your comments about the wind-up toy. You had mentioned you wanted to talk about that.
Okay. A wind-up toy is this, okay? Using the example of Julian Knight, okay? Julian Knight was a young man. He lived in Melbourne. He wasn't right in the head, okay? He had a extreme gun mania. He fantasized about going out and killing people, okay? This was back in the 1980s, and my husband at that time had his mission in Fitzroy. Julian Knight's best friends were two brothers by the name of Chris and Damien Reed, and their brother, their half-brother, was Mark Reed, otherwise known as Chopper Reed, who was one of the most infamous Melbourne underworld figures of the day. Now, despite all that background, which anyone doing a five-minute background check, even back then, could have come to the link between, Julian Knight and the Reed brothers, all three of them. All three of the Reed brothers at the time were big-time gun maniacs who would think guns, talk guns, and actually talk about going out and killing lots and lots of people at the time. And somebody, Chris Reed and Damien Reed came into the mission one day, Archie's mission, and said, "Oh, guess what, Archie? We're in the Army Reserves." And Archie turned around and he said, "What? Who let you people," he probably used some other language, "into the Army Reserves?" And he said, "Oh, we went down there and we signed up. And guess what, Archie? They've given us guns." And he said, he absolutely lost it. It took quite a bit for Archie to ever lose it. But on that day, he lost it. And he said, and they said, oh, guess what, Archie? We had our friend Julian with us. And then Archie really lost it. And he actually contacted the Australian Army and really dressed them down and let them know exactly who the Reed brothers and Julian Knight were. And this was before Julian Knight got, this was before he did the Hoddle Street Massacre, okay? But he absolutely, it's a matter of public record now, but he got his gun where he did this Hoddle Street Massacre where he killed maybe a dozen people. I mean, you can look it up on Google, just type in Hoddle Street Massacre Melbourne, Julian Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, and you'll see the whole story. And they said, oh, no, it's all right, Archie. And the thing is that the Australian Army knew all along that all three of these guys were unbalanced and actually gave them the weapons so that they would go out and that they would do the damage that they did. And in my humble opinion, okay, the Australian military is 100% responsible for the Hoddle Street Massacre, because 5 minutes of background checking of Julian Knight would have immediately linked him to the Reed brothers, who at that time, Mark Reed, Chopper Reed, was a notorious criminal who would go around and quite literally shoot his enemies in the Melbourne underworld in the back of a head, and he would post photos. They didn't have the internet at the time, but there were photos of Mark Reed circulating, posing with his arsenal at the time. And you can look at, you can look them up these days on Google. Mm-hmm. If you just go into a search engine and type in Chopper Reed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I looked up Puddle Street. I looked up Puddle Street Massacre. It's there.
Yeah.
It's there. It's Wikipedia.
Chopper Reed, R-E-A-D.
We're out of time.
Chopper
George.
Reed.
All right. George, thank you so much for being with us. I'll call you tonight. Gwyneth, thank you so much. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brendan Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
432-6433. Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.